Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
This week has been an honor to talk to veterans and salute the military men and women who have served our nation with honor. As we close out today, I want to tell you about two wonderful resources available to you in praying for military and how to pray for a soldier. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, check out the prayer tab, and under prayer resources, you will find how to pray for a soldier and the soldier's psalm. The soldier's psalm prayer card is so unique because it tells of World War soldiers of the 91st Brigade who prayed Psalms 91 every day over their unit, and they suffered not one combat casualty. Prayer changes things. Would you join me now as we close this week in praying for the military? Thank you, Lord, for the men and women of our armed forces. Protect them as they protect us. Defend them as they defend us. Encourage and strengthen their spirit, soul, and body in the execution of their duties and responsibilities. May they mentally and physically be strong when required to face challenges of combat. And for those who have suffered, Father, we ask that you would heal both their external and internal wounds. We pray nothing would take them by surprise, but that our men and women currently serving would be aware of all potential aggression, enable them to curtail hostile actions before they start. Lord, I pray for those that have served as veterans, that they will be a positive influence on those that are currently serving. Father, give our military favor with the governmental agencies of this country. I pray our Congress would appropriate sufficient funds to keep our nation's military preeminent in the world. We ask this in the most powerful name, Jesus. Amen.